Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to your Saturday night's edition of your Clocks Off Runs Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard. Look.
Things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Well,
don't you let nothing, nothing.
Hello, Grudge World. Hello to all the fans. Hello to all the racists. Another Clocks Off production. Motor City Mafia, Young Money, another production, y'all. God has blessed us to be here once again. Y'all, boy, I didn't know if I was even going to be able to do the show today, y'all. I just, everything was so tight with me. I got away. I left early trying to go and take care of my business and stuff, and I fooled around and got away from here. Forgot my doggone phone charge, and my phone been off half of the day, and I just made it back so I could come and try to put this show up today, y'all. I try to be pretty loyal to the fans and stuff in the Midwest. I don't know. I keep saying the grudge world, y'all. I gotta do what I my loyalties is to the Midwest, you know, and the reason I say that is because, you know, that's what it is. You know, and I want to make sure that we have a direct understanding about that, because when I say the grudge world, I don't know, it's kind of little bit confusing to me, because it's hard to have any good, any great substance when you don't have a floor mat. You know, we're involved into something that don't have rules. We're involved into something where a lot of it seems as though that it's hard for it to be about everybody. It's only about certain people, so far and so on, you know. And a lot of it, we have to fault ourselves for it, mainly myself, you know, because it's a lot of people that I did bring to this thing that was supposed to have been the grudge world. And I don't know, we was already racist anyway, you know. So my thing with that is, you know, I just want y'all to know that I'm dedicated to y'all, and I have loyalties to each and every one of the people from the Midwest, regardless, hook or crook, you know, the ones that's about what we're about. The ones that's not about what we're about, then y'all know how that go. You know, we take that and push it to the side. But at any rate, tomorrow, big drag, y'all. We hoping and we praying that the good Lord spares on the rain so we can get together once again and have us a great time together, y'all, fellowshipping, racing, and having fun, and et cetera. Whatever goes along with the good part of the program, you know. And for the ones that don't know, it's at U.S. 41, Morocco, Indiana. The gates will open at 8 o'clock. We got some people that's probably there already. We got some that's going to show up. And me, myself, I got to get myself together to try to show up also. So, you know, but I don't know. I just have loyalty, so, like I say, to the grudge and the Midwest, you know, to the racing world in the Midwest. I got one caller, 312-1227. Caller, come on in.
What's going on, Uncle Larry?
What's going on, Brother Eddie? How you doing, sir?
Yeah, man. I'm doing good, man. I can tell you, man, tell you, boy, from some of the stuff that's been going on today, that if this event take off, it's going to be something else, man. These guys at each other's heads, boy.
Yes, indeed.
We had one guy that crowned himself king. They was at him so hard today, man, it just wasn't funny, man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
I missed out on quite a bit, Eddie. While I was gone, I had to make a little slight run out of town today, man, and things didn't quite go so well. I got in the area where my phone wouldn't work. I didn't have my damn charger. My phone cut off and so far and so on. But you know what? God is good, man, because from the time that I left and the time that I made it here, I don't know. I didn't think I was going to be here in time. I thought, and then I wanted to try to call and see if I could get somebody to put the show up for me until I, you know, made it here. But somehow or another, man, we ended up getting right here at the house around 7:38. And that allowed me enough time to put the show itself up, you know. So
well, you did good,
I'm just
man.
Glad to be here for you all.
Man, when I got in here, and you know what I did, I crashed out.
Right,
my phone was on,
right,
it wasn't
right.
plugged up. When I woke up, man, it was like about 7:40, 7:45. Phone was dead and everything. So by the time I got myself straightened out, I look, it's 8:01. I say, oh, man, let me call the show. My phone was dead, head cut off too. And I was there all day, you know. I talked to them guys. They kind of helped me through it today, you know. Terry, Rob, Akil, Skin, Leon came on, Preacher Boy. Man, so many of them, man. Then Leon bought them Michigan boys in there jockeying for somebody to come down there to Michigan. So I asked them, I said, man, how come we always got to travel to everywhere else? How come y'all don't ever try to get down here? You know, we got to be the ones always do the travel. You know. They wouldn't answer that question.
Well, I know. I've asked them on several occasions. Eddie, you know, and that's the reason why I said that I wanted to say the people in the Midwest, because, you know, if it's a grudge world, that means that it's supposed to be about unity among everybody, and each and everybody goes out to support. And we have a great, great group of people here that do support. But, you know, there's been so much confusion, you know, about support, how to support so far and so on. There was a time that we didn't have to have events in order for us to get together and race and so far and so on. And, you know, somebody could say two certain guys could get together. A lot of people want to see it. We would just merge together and go see the race and so far and so on, you know. So my thing with that is, y'all, you know, we just need to pull everything together and put it in order, because, you know, we don't have no sense of direction as far as what's going to happen as far as the weather and so far and so on is concerned. The only thing we can do is just try to prepare ourselves so that if we get that open window, we go in and we go do what we got to do. But Brother Drag did say he was going to be there, so, you know, we're going to go out there and we're going to try to hope don't nobody try to do no rain dance or nothing, and we're going to try to get in whatever time, because things are steady changing, you know. So with that being said, I got 708-0482. Come on in, caller.
What up, Uncle Larry?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Ain't nothing going on. I see you got that motherfucking Eddie on there with his sleepy ass.
Oh, no.
Hey, Chuck, don't sign that, man. Don't sign that.
Well, talking about it, 801, and I just got up. Get your ass up. It's race day tomorrow.
Hey, man.
I don't care if I got to send one of my tow trucks to get his big ass over there. I get him.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
What's going on, man? I didn't want nothing. I just wanted to holler at you and Eddie since he on. You know,
yeah.
Hoping everything turned out all right, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
We need that break, Chuck, you know, but, you know, regardless of whether we need it or not, once the big guy in the sky speak, that's what it's going to be,
though. Yeah,
so,
well, you
know.
I don't know if it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, you know, that's how it go, but I'm going to be listening on the internet, but I just wanted to, you know, say what's up to you and that goddamn Eddie. I bet not see him
anymore. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, Eddie, the only person know I was going to beat his ass, so he went to the hospital and ducked.
Yeah, man.
But it's all good, man. Huh?
I hope I don't never have to see another hospital, man.
Hey, we don't want you to be there, brother. We don't want you to be
there.
No,
the only place to be, man, for that long.
Hey, Eddie, racing is fun, but life is important.
Yes, sir.
You know? I don't care how much shit you talk about. You know?
Yeah, man.
But, I'm going to... like I say, I'm going to go on mute and let everybody sell these damn dreams over the phone, you know.
Yeah, we can get somebody to come on and tell something, man.
Oh, they'll probably be
like
on, you know what I'm saying.
Button, man. Yeah.
Everybody ain't doing them damn rain dances. They wondering around, you know.
Oh, man.
Man.
So,
Preacher,
you know,
Boy Terry almost went to the Grove today, man.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, but... like I said, I'm gonna go on mute, man. I'll see y'all in the morning, but I'm just gonna be listening.
All right, Chuck.
All right, Chuck. Eddie. We appreciate you coming on, Chuck, and you know you're always welcome, man. It ain't never no time you ain't welcome. You're always welcome, Chuck. That's why when I see you, I swing the gates open for each and everybody that come on this show, man, because that's where that's the way I get out, man. Yeah, so appreciate you, Chuck. Let me bring in the next caller, 813-2804. 813-2804. Caller, who
was
y'all on the line?
Hey, Uncle Larry, it's Tony out of Florida. I'm just hollering at y'all. I ain't talked to y'all in a minute.
Oh, man.
I had to call. Oh, somebody had to call. See what's going on.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow.
How's everybody doing?
At some part of doing fine, Tony. Doing fine. Yeah,
okay.
Some part of tonight and tomorrow, man. Big drag got it going on if the rain hold off, man. Things is kind of changing a little bit as
mm-hmm.
far as the weather's concerned. And
right.
there might be a possibility that between now and then, it might move all the way out of here. And if it do, man, we're going to have a drag fest, man.
I heard that.
So,
I know that's right.
Yes, sir.
So what,
yes, sir.
What y'all, what's the topic at hand tonight? What y'all talking about?
Nothing. We was just getting started, and we hadn't really put up a topic or anything, no more than the fact
okay.
that we was talking about. I ain't going to say we was talking about. I'm going to say I was talking about the fact that, you know, I don't know. I just believe in unity and strength, you know. And when I say that, I'm saying that if we decide to merge together and do something together, it requires all of us to participate with each other to make things good and great. You know,
right.
I don't know. I don't know if a lot of people believe in that, and a lot of people don't believe in it. You know, but my thing is, I feel like if you got a group of guys that say got a racing team together, all those guys got to work together in order for it to click. You know, so
right.
it's the same thing that if you're supposed to have a grudge world. If you got a grudge world, it takes all of us to make this work. Not just no one person can make it work. Not no two people. It takes all of us to make it work. But if you can't get the cooperation that you need, then the next thing and the next question that I ask is it really a grudge world? You know.
Yeah, you're right.
That,
you're right, Uncle Larry. You know
that
what
I put out there.
You know what that kind of remind me of? I mean, you know, you got different types. So you got different types of racing out there. Like, you got the bracket racing, and you got the index racing. You know, and those are different, by the way, in case people don't know. Then you got the grudge racing, the no time slash grudge racing. You got imports. And I don't know. You ever been to an import race?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, I have, and I'm gonna tell you what. It reminds me of that when you speak on that, because you might catch a couple, one or two, come out to a no time event or something like that. But when it's an import race, man, I never knew we had so many of them till I went to one of them. But they all congregate and they gather up and they do their kind of racing, and I'm talking about it be packed and exciting and everything else, and it don't seem like they have no problem, you know. But when it comes to no time grudge stuff, it's always some animosity and, you know, people hating or whatever, jealousy, all of that stuff exists. And I believe it exists everywhere, but you just see it. Well, I guess I see it more here because that's the most racing I do. But when I've been to all of those other types of races, and I don't see it as much. I still see it, you know, but it's just different. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I ain't saying it right, but it's just a little bit different to me.
Yeah. And I understand what you're saying, Tony, because Tony, the most important thing about this here is regardless of who you are, what you do so far and so on, it makes you no better than nobody else. You just got a faster car or something of that nature, but, you know, it's supposed to be an equal opportunity, and everybody's supposed to be just as important as the next person. You know, that's why I make it my business. I go to the streetcar races. I go to the streetable cars, and so far and so on. I go to the class, what they call the cars, the elite cars, I have supported all of them, you know. And my thing was because of the simple fact, the reason why I was supporting everybody, because of the simple fact that, you know, it's supposed to be have equal ability, you know. So I can't say, well, I like to see his race better, I like to see your race so far and so on. You know, then that makes me, that makes me not right, you know. Because I'm supposed to support everybody, because there's nobody out here that started this, Tony, and went straight to the top. You know, when they started it, they had to crawl before they walked. You know, they had to put that work in first before they got to they got to. You know, so, you know. I just believe in that. I just believe in that. And it ain't because I'm soft or no shit, but because I feel like it's right, you know. In my own personal opinion, I feel like that's the right way.
Well, especially when you see it in other areas and it works. I mean, I believe in unity is strength too. But you know, it's just something you just got to keep working on, and you know, talking to folks about, you know. It's just like grudge racing. A lot of people don't understand grudge racing. They just, I don't know. I guess most people just they don't really understand it. So they don't, you know, you find yourself repeating over and over, you know what it is, you know. And some of us that do understand, the people that repeat it, you know, it's like, why you keep saying the same thing? Well, you'd be amazed how many people don't understand this stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, Tony, it's really, in my own eyesight, Tony, it's really a good thing if it's put into proper perspective. You know, it's just like saying if they take all the streetlights away, take all the stop signs away, and so far and so on, do you realize how chaotic that would be for the people that's driving out here? That would be because of the simple fact what makes it chaotic is that there's no rules and regulations. Anything goes, you know, and I think that it would cause a whole lot of more problems. So my thing is, if we did what we are supposed to do, okay, as a whole, I'm not speaking of no specific individual. I want to make that clear. But if we did what we were supposed to do as a whole and work together, do you know how far we would be down the line now today? But because of the simple fact that there's no structure, everybody feel like they can just come. Not everybody, but certain people feel as though they can come and just do anything that they want to do, and so far and so on, and everybody's supposed to accept it. You know, that ain't the way it's supposed to go. It's supposed to be unity.
That's a person with a lot of money that do something like that. Usually that's what it is, and then, you know, and since you got a lot of money, I guess it means you have more say so. But I had a topic, it was a few weeks ago. I can't remember how I worded it exactly, but it came down to money or knowledge. When it came to grudge racing, I can't remember how it was my topic, and I brought it up. Can't even remember how I said it, Uncle Larry, but. I was talking about does it take money or knowledge to be successful at this right here. And, you know, it was kind of tossed up. It was kind of tossed up, you know. Some of the people, some of the veterans were saying, you know, it's going to take money. And some of them were saying it's going to take knowledge. And it was like an ongoing conversation because everybody had good points. But at the same time, when you're doing this stuff, I always say try to understand it. You know, you got to understand it first. I mean, you got to understand it. You know, it's just like he was talking, if you take all the stop signs away, people that just started driving that don't understand how to drive, them going to be the ones crashing all the time.
Yeah.
But an experienced driver, he know how to look. For the ignorant ones driving on the road and avoid them, you know.
I'm kind of like this fella that I'm getting ready to bring in, man. All he want to do is just go to the race and sit back and enjoy him some racing, because he goes to a lot of places where that's what he goes to see. Even if he have to go home, that's what he go to see. This is the call that I'm talking about. 773-7115. Come on in, caller.
Oh, man. What's happening, everybody?
What's going on, brother Kid?
Hey, Uncle Larry, is that Sam Tony you got on there?
Yeah.
No, this Tony from Florida.
Tony from Florida.
Yeah.
I was getting ready to say, because if that was Selma Tony, goddamn it, Selma Tony should have been trying to help Yellow Horse, goddamn it, suffer that, get over that ass whooping he suffered tonight.
Oh, he took an ass whooping tonight, kid?
Yeah, man, he took whooped him so bad they gapped him.
Oh, man. Who gapped him, kid?
Yeah,
who
man. What the hell was that? Troublemaker. Baker called Troublemaker.
Man.
They was racing somewhere down in Alabama.
Prattville, I believe.
Yeah.
Troublemaker.
Yeah, Troublemaker.
Yeah.
How is Queen?
Yep, so how's everybody doing?
Everything good.
I'm doing good, kid. I'm doing good.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, hopefully we can get this whole race off tomorrow. I think we'll have a chance to get it off.
Yeah. It seemed like a kid. You see the weather, that kind of changed, didn't you?
Yeah, it's been changed somewhat.
I'm just hoping between now and tomorrow it's going to completely change, you know? There's a lot of people that really, really, really want to go to this event, and it's a that's an old school event, man. It's something we've been doing for years, man. And we just hope the Lord see fit to let us be able to go and do what we've been doing, you know, in the past time, you know.
Right. You just about can tell when you get up in the morning, look outside, and see how the weather is. You can just about tell what it's going to predict for the day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So everything good with your brother, Kit?
Oh, yeah, man. Yep.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to see if I can make my preparations tonight. If I can make my preparations, get everything in order tonight, then I get a chance to, you know, be there myself and live in color. So, to see what's going to go down myself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So.
Yeah, I thought I heard Eddie on here earlier.
Yeah, what's going on?
You know?
What's going on, Eddie?
There ain't nothing, man.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I gotta pick up Larry. I gotta pick up your man's seat up in the morning. I'm gonna bring him on with me, Big Daddy.
Oh, man, Big Daddy.
Yeah, man. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, buddy.
Come on down here, pick me up.
Let me bring this other.
Come on down here, and pick me up.
I'm in a vehicle. I'm not in the truck.
I want you to have my room,
man.
Sorry about being late, Uncle Larry. But your boy at home. I was finna go up the road to get him, but the lady up there brought him home, so he at home. I just left him over there with him. I was headed up the road to get him.
Okay.
Little fellow made it home.
Okay,
that'll work.
Yeah, they sent him home back home. Yeah, he had basically was an outpatient surgery this time, so he good. He sitting around there. And guess who he was hollering about?
Oh, man, not Smooth Criminal.
Who is that?
No, Uncle Larry and Eddie.
Oh, yeah?
That's who he was hollering about. Wow, Uncle Larry and Eddie. I said, well, I tell you, Mama, call the show later on.
Yes, indeed.
That's something. Well, you know that's my guy. No doubt about that. I got two more calls.
Hey, Mr. Florida, Tony. How you doing, Mr. Florida, Tony? You didn't hear me. Go ahead, Aunt.
Oh, no,
I heard it. I just wanted to make sure I acknowledge you, man. I acknowledge everybody, but you know what I'm saying? My brothers know I acknowledge all of them. I believe in everybody, you know what I'm saying? But so you sort of a special guest, so, you know,
yes,
to acknowledge
you. Yes, sir. I appreciate that. You and Big Eddie and Uncle Larry and I be trying, and Kid, I don't even know Kid. I don't know what he look like, but I know him when I hear him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they
let me bring these other callers in right quick, y'all, and they might want to join in with y'all in the conversation. 773-303-3033.
That be the nephew, man.
What happening, man? What happening, yeah. Uncle Larry? What happening, Cricket Letter? What happening?
What
happening, Tony?
What's up, nephew? What's going on with you?
Man, living the Viva Loca, man.
Viva La Vida Loca.
Yes, hoping the big man upstairs allow it to be a good day on the mob, but it's going to go down.
All you got to do is claim it, man. It is death.
Hey, that's what we're doing. It's going to work. It's going to come together. It's like all things that work come together for the...
That's right.
It's going to work.
Yep.
Yes,
nephew,
go ahead.
We got one more caller, y'all. I want to bring in, y'all. 773-3490. Come over here, caller.
Oh, man. He ain't talking about nothing, man.
What's going on, D? I'm just keying in, and you guys know about it with you, man. Listen, tell you, supporting you as always, doing what we do. Glad to be back on another show. I'm here at West to look at the killer. It's a little early for him, but he's getting ready to serve notice on race.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, go ahead and check him out. It's a little early for him right now, but he's preparing himself to serve notice. He's prepared to serve notice.
Is that person initials L-R?
Something like that. He's getting prepared to serve notes. He's going to be kind of nasty. He's getting there. They told me he's a truck driver by trade. I don't know. But then we're gonna pray tonight. I hope everyone go down in these and whisper a prayer for drag and ask the Lord to bless us tomorrow that we will be able to do some racing, you know. God gonna do what God gonna do. We just pray that he pass us by. So I said, do not pass us by. We pray tomorrow that he pass us by. Let us have a little driving. And I'll say again, like I said before, I'm hoping everybody in the mirror will show up. If you're in the mirror, I hope you show up.
That's up.
Come out and support. You know, hey, Uncle Larry, you know, it's kind of, well, I guess the word would be unique. It's really kind of unique to be able to say that you know, grew up with, lived by, supported by, fellowship with, friends with, brotherly love with, a living legend. You know, when you really can say that a person's a living legend, you said a lot about a person. And anyone that know anything about racing know that man is a true legend in the game of racing. I said before and I said again, he has dedicated his life to racing. You know, I met him drag racing. And he's dedicated his life to it. So I think there would be nothing more gratifying than we as racing fans and drag racers that love the game give him his just rewards tomorrow. Give back something to a true legend. That's my prayer.
Yes, sir.
You said a mouthful, man. You said a mouthful for the ones that do know, and the ones that don't know, they have heard. You know, he's done so many things in the racing game, you know. And
yeah,
I have to agree with everything that you just said, you know. I definitely agree, so no doubt about it.
Yeah. There's this gospel song I listen to, Uncle Larry, that says, he just keep doing great things for me. And if we take that and put it in the circle of world drag, just keep doing great things in racing. So, like I say, man, it's a mouthful to be able to say you know a legend, or you friends with a legend. You know, look at it like this, Uncle Larry. You know, we go to a track, and we can walk up to Billy Glenn, or Bob Glenn, or Warren Johnson, and all of them, and we shake hands with them. You know, like we know them guys, it really makes you feel good. So, and drag should get the same acknowledgement. But he's done the same thing. He done had probably 12, 15 pro stocks himself. You know, I would really hope that the racing world would give him his chest tomorrow. Only the man in the mirror. I don't want you to be in the mirror. I don't want you to come. Only the man in the mirror.
Yeah.
Oh man, not the man in the mirror.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, Big Andy. Man in the mirror. That's what I'm looking for.
The man in the mirror.
If we do that, we did our job.
Yes, indeed.
I would definitely be there. Simon, wake me up in the morning. Clothes in my right mind with a portion of health and strength. I promise the world I'll be there.
Yes, indeed. Well, hey, I hope everybody feel like that. I'm just hoping that the weather, the good Lord see fit to let the weather change, and if not, then we still under his acceptance or whatever it is that he do, cause his will be done. So, you know.
Right.
We just hope that everything turn out. You know, we hope everything turn out that we'll still be able to do this, because we've been talking about this here for the last, what, a month and a half or 2 months now, you know, and everyone is looking forward to it, you know. And I'm hoping that we got somebody that might want to lock in or whatever the case. If, you know, if you don't want to lock in on the show, lock in when you get to the track. That's the way to go. With that being said, we got another call of 773-3625. Caller, who we got on the line?
Uncle Larry, what's going on with you, buddy? How you doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm all right, you. I was just calling and checking on you, that's all. Because you wouldn't answer the phone for me, so I'm just calling your show to check on you.
I was explaining to everybody today, you know, that I fooled around and didn't take my charger with me when I went out of town, and it's been off all day, and I barely made it back here to even get the show up. So, you know, I hate that I wasn't able to answer the phone, but you know, under normal circumstances, I would have. But you know, but that's what the situation was. So it wasn't that I was ignoring the call, because I don't do that. Otherwise, they wouldn't have my number.
Well, that's all good in the hood, Uncle Larry. I just want to hear your voice because I've been calling you, goddamn it, like a song gun. I was trying to see how you, if you was okay, if you needed something, you know, if it was all right.
Baby.
Who is that? That's Pimp. That sounds like a beautiful boy.
This nephew, baby boy.
What's going on, nephew?
Oh, man, just hanging in there.
I wish he was a beautiful boy.
Damn.
What
are
you saying? What did
they say?
He said, you wish you was a Buick boy.
No,
I'm good being
exactly who I am. She is.
Hey, nephew, now what do you want, sir? Now what do you want, sir?
Uh-oh.
I know you wanted something because you wouldn't even call my
Uh-oh.
Name. What do you want,
Uh-oh.
Sir?
Who is you? Do you? I don't know. Is you okay? I spoke to you. You spoke to me. So I'm trying to figure out what. Where did that go wrong at?
No, I was trying to tease with you. I was trying to tease with you, see if you want to do something with your motherfucking Malibu.
It's gonna be a whole bunch of motorcycles at the track tomorrow. So if you got a motorcycle, I'm pretty sure that you can get your motorcycle race.
My riders and shit they don't even like to come up there. They don't even like to fuck with the track. They say the track ain't good. So. Nah, we not gonna bring. Hold on. If you got a bike that y'all want to do something with, you can get me at the Grove, or you can get me at Byron or Joliet. Mm. You can get fucked up right there. And we got street tires on. We got street tires on the bike. We ain't got nothing extravagant. We got street tires on. We can fuck you up, your car.
I'm not racing no motorcycles, baby boy.
Oh, okay. Now, what's happening, bro? How you been doing?
I'm good. I'm fine.
We ain't coming out there. We ain't gonna bring that bike out there because the riders don't like the track. So I can't tell them where to go and where to print the motherfucker. They don't feel comfortable with it, so. If you catch him in the Grove or Byron or Joliet, you'll knock your ass out.
It's amazing to me how he was knocked that track. But his cars have been down that track way faster than those bikes. His bikes have been down that track this year. That's probably way faster than any car that's going to go down there. I mean,
I can't never get mad at somebody that don't want to go down the actual track, though. You can't get mad at them people.
They still living on old news. They don't know the new news. I guess they're looking out there, man. That track is fine.
That's what I'm saying. Because
you
got
to go out there and see something and stop listening to those people because that track been straight now.
Yeah, the track is fine.
Tim done put a lot of time into that track,
hey,
man.
Big Eddie, the thing is, the shop ain't too far from the place, and they likes to go different spots to make the bike print. So my thing is this:
hold on, man.
I'm just telling you about.
Don't get misinformation on the track, man. That's been going on too long. You know, people getting misinformation on the track, man.
Hey, Big Eddie, fuck that shit. Hey, Big Eddie, where your car, man? You gonna do something tonight on the street? We'll tie you on the fucking street
because people are steady giving me
spit the bottle. I drink them the table, motherfucker.
Y'all, let me bring this next call in, y'all. 708. 2502-708-2502. Caller, come on in.
What up,
Greg? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, why are y'all sitting on there arguing with Baby Man about the truck, man? That ain't nothing but an excuse not to run, man. How's y'all doing that? He'll run in every truck but the one everybody going to be at.
Nothing.
Just name every track that ain't nobody gonna be at. He wanna run there. Don't talk. It's all. See, this man is ducking. If you say you're going to 66, now we going to 41.
Oh,
good report. Good report.
That's a good report. That's a good report.
Leave Baby alone. He just messing with everybody. He just may check them about 1,500 cut in half a day. He don't want to do nothing but get on the radio show and cause some trouble. He better be in the truck tomorrow, because if he don't, I'm going to come through there and break all the Clippers.
He did.
Oh, okay, man, no.
Hey, Dre, I got a question, Dre.
Yeah.
Don't that sound kind of familiar? Don't he sound like another Play Pretty?
Yeah, he's a Play Pretty. That's what he is.
Let me bring this other call in with y'all, man. 773-4015. Come on.
King of the West Side. What up, King?
What's going on? How y'all doing?
We waiting on you, baby. We want to see you get out tomorrow.
That man made him a wrong business claiming he the king of the West Side. It's a video out there. It is long.
I looked at the video three times last night. I couldn't stop looking at it.
Did you enjoy my debut? Did you like what I had to say?
Hey, Jay. Hey, Jay, what time your first run tomorrow?
I hope it's early, like when your gates open.
We're going to open the gates up at 8 o'clock, bro.
Well, at 8:05, I should have a nigga in a headlock.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I can't wait, boy. It's going to be good.
Yeah. I done been threatened. Hey, listen. I had the whole race world call me today, threatening me, and I tried to accommodate them.
What they did, Bruce? Hey, Bruce, wait a minute. Did y'all see that man video where he told me
about
it was a drug? That man told me it's come out
of the drug. Drugs are bad. Somebody have to punish him.
Who were the dudes you were talking about? You said they put a video up where he beat you, but ain't nobody put no video when you drug him.
That's
Ronald Lakes.
Man, I was
dying. He got that Nova. But it's fine. The world will get to see it tomorrow. Hey, man, y'all know that movie, The Punisher? That's the way I'm coming to act. Everybody that act bad, I'm coming to lay hands on them. Me and Terry had a t-shirt he broke it this morning. Yeah.
What you write on your front bumper?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm putting on the front of my front bumper. Don't mess with the handicap.
Hey, you better put that on your back bumper, because got dogs on the front bumper, they'll be able to read it. They'll be able to read it from their rear view.
They're only going to get to see it one time, though. That's the time they lock in. That's when they lock in, man. The parents should say something different.
Let me bring this next call in, y'all. 813-2030. Come on in, caller.
What's going on, Playboy?
What's happening?
How is everybody?
Hey, y'all.
We
are good, man. Hey, let me explain something, y'all, that happened to me today. This morning, Terrio broke our peace treaty. He told me he wanted to whoop me, and I told him I knew it was coming, so I baked the cake. I told him I was going to run him today. Locked in to be at the track by 6 o'clock. He told me, yeah, get out, we going to play. When we get there, I said, now, if you're late, you get there at 6:01, you're going to have to pay the lockup. So then he tried to change the rule to 7 o'clock. I said, why would I change for you? You woke me up this morning and broke the peace treaty. Now they say I'm scared. But I locked my money in, and he didn't want to go. So who's scared? Then I hit these other clowns, threatened me, what's his name? Leon, and threatened me all day today. They want a car on the break with scrap car. I told them they got it. Then he want to tell me about we're going to run head up. I mean, we're going to run backdoor action, all that. I already knew that. And he still didn't want to go. So I told him I ain't going to run nobody until I run my race tomorrow. And then they can get in line. Jack, I might be your only goddamn grudge racer of the year award tomorrow.
They messing with the team.
Okay.
They're messing with the team, so I got to show my pheasants. I got to put my pheasants in their place.
Did he say something about cake?
That's Jack Raisin. That's Bridgeball Bumper.
I got another caller to bring in. 252-7946. 252-7946. Caller, who y'all on the line?
Hey, Stacy, how are you?
We first
doing, Stacy.
Hey, I just have a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
If you added all you up, how much in food stamps do you all get a month?
$380.
$380.
They give
me $3,000
a month. I get
$380.
How much
you get? Food stamps.
Who's that bitch?
That's how many food stamps I get a month. I get that much.
Hey, y'all, don't entertain. Don't entertain, man.
That's an absolutely terrible question. That shouldn't be the question.
773-7109. Caller, who we got coming in here? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys, that was a terrible question that that lady asked, and it didn't even make any sense. What she should have asked is, if you added all you guys up, how many illegitimate children are out there? That's the question I have. How many of you fathering them half-white babies by big, chunky white women?
All of them that your mama got. That's who we got. That's the ones your mama got.
What year did you achieve your GED?
The same year you
got your yesterday. All y'all got to do is mute the mic, man.
Y'all don't even entertain, man. Don't even entertain, y'all. They show the ignorance right there. They the ones ignorant. They ain't got no license, bro. When they can sit on, they can call our radio show and make racist cracks and stuff like that. They got nothing to do, man.
You're right, man. If we say anything about it,
we giving them what they want, man. Just hang them up and let them move on, man.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
Take all their power away. Just take it all away from them, man. That's all. They ain't got nothing better to do, man. They probably sitting around the house.
All you got to do is mute your mic. You want control.
Let them go. God bless them. That's all I can say. May the Lord bless them.
Misery love company.
Yep. Let them go. We ain't got to stoop to their level talking to them, man. God bless them. I hope they get win $1 million tomorrow. Right. So they can give them something to do.
Shit, even if he won the lottery, that still ain't going to make
y'all
you happy.
Hold on 1 minute.
You're miserable.
Please,
you're miserable.
On mute for 1 minute.
Money, 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 money That's what I chose you to be there at 7 o'clock. But what we can do, we can lock in to be the first ones down the track tomorrow, Paul. You ain't got to run all along first. Run me first if I'm not
trying. Oh, man. Don't be so mean, Terry.
I want to show you what Zeus do.
Not really, bro.
I want to show you that. So when you talking all this about running, get on the world and tell the world that you want me to be your first victim, Mr. Preacher Boy. Oh, he knew I was coming, so he went on mute.
Come on, man.
Oh, man. Not the mute button.
Hey, Brad, you're going to have a good one tomorrow. You're going to have a good one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's going to be good.
Hey, a first round knock the fuck out.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
Man. Not the mic.
Not off the trailer.
If the lock in, be the first one down the track.
Oh man,
talk to him.
Damn, D-Boy, you should have been involved in the wheel.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not straight off the trailer. Oh man.
Let me bring in the next caller, y'all. 708. 6632 708 6632.
Caller,
we got on the line.
What's going on, everybody?
What's happening?
What's going on, Sean?
Oh, not much, Drag. I just turned on the radio, man. Let you know, man. You got to think about it for a second. You got an event coming up tomorrow, right? So
yes,
what's
sir.
More better
yes.
way to do things than that's some? They calling the show, so somebody know who they is, and you got an event coming up, so that ain't nothing but some, you know. Some stuff, some people talking, man. Same thing happened at the last event. Somebody was calling, talking crazy. So That's all it is. We still going to have a good time tomorrow, man.
Man, we need a bit more. They ain't got a second of our doggone attention, man. That's ignorance, man. That's a riot, man. They can riot.
We got
a life is good. Life is good over here, bro.
Dag, I meant to call you, man. My buddy said, is you putting your car in the big tire race?
No, I can't. I don't want to do that to y'all, man.
Okay, that's what he wants to know, because we might put the truck. We might want to put our truck in the big tire event. We might.
I will put it in there.
No, we don't want it in there. That's
okay.
We don't want it in there.
Okay, I'm not going to do that to the guys, man.
Who is that talking, man?
You know who in the fuck is.
That's your nemesis.
Damn, boy. You
is, that the, is that my peasant name, Kemp?
Yes.
The name itself, Kemp? Peasant Kemp?
Yes, sir.
Peasant.
Okay.
This is what I'm going to do for you, peasant. I want you to understand what the king's saying. I'm going to win these other races, and I'm going to parlay my money so I can put a dent in your ass when I bet you.
Oh, but I thought that you wanted to be put me the first one down the track.
If I wanted that, I'd have told you that. I tried to whoop you today at 6 o'clock. You didn't want
but
that.
Yeah. I got a big, no, I want this by 7. I'm not going to give you nothing.
Hey, player,
go way
do what you do. Do what you do, and I'm going to do what I do. See, the difference between being a king and being a peasant, you got to do what you have to do. I do what I want to do. Understand?
Oh, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, King, what happens if you don't get past the first round, King? Let me ask you a question. King, what happens if you don't get past the first round?
You know what that's called? A miracle.
Hey, he done been dethroned if that happened. Oh, he done been dethroned.
Oh, man, not the dethroned.
I got, not only did I get dethroned, I got impeached. They had to assassinate me and not to win them off.
He went from being the king to the court jester.
You ain't got assassinated.
I'm going to leave that alone. No, listen, I got a question to ask. What's going to happen when I get away?
All your money.
What's going to happen when I get weight and I turn at you and break your back?
Uh-oh.
You going to bow for the king?
Bow for the king the last time we raised. You trying to get back, man. I'm the one up.
Hey, man, you talking all that slick shit.
Okay.
I beat you the first time. I beat your brains in the first time.
Okay,
my God,
you
the second
time. The last time. Oh, okay.
Hey, man, you living in the past,
why
man.
Why don't you go first?
You sound like your compadre, Rob. He's living in the past. I had two legs,
okay,
man.
I'm living in the
it's
past.
A brand new me,
I'm
man.
If it's a brand
it's
new
a brand
king,
new me, I'm man.
Go first.
I'm your one-legged king.
I like to go.
Hey, Pigeon boy, you didn't cut it out, man.
I'm their one-legged king, man.
Okay. Damn. Yes, sir. But, hey, I ain't never fucked a one-legged queen before. I think it's easy to go in that way, motherfucker.
That's the problem.
Damn.
I didn't say queen. I say king. But we know you like it both ways anyway, Terrell.
There you go.
We know you like that.
In the back. Hey, hold it, Joe. It's left to move out the way, motherfucker. So let me go first. Let
uh-oh.
You be the first one.
Hey, Terrell. Your mouth ran so good and you did some undercover shit. I want to have enough money. So when I hit you, you have that motherfucker for sale sign in that bitch when you leave the track.
Hey, trust me, that you put a for sale sign in your shit before I would buy it, sir.
Where's peace?
Let me be the first one. I like to go first in everything I do, man. Like
what's fired out in here? Damn, wait, hey, listen. Wait until the show over with after I've been whooping them people. You could have been first if you'd have got ready at 6 o'clock. You were worried about 6:01. So you used to being late. You make us black people look bad because you knew you were going to be late, so you didn't want to get in.
I'm going to put you handicapped people in you motherfucking places. Now, first I had thrown on you. But if you want to play with the big boys, I'm going to set your fuck ass down. I want
hey,
to be hurt.
You know,
I'm going to follow your rules. I'm going to follow your rules as Sir King Preacher Boy. Please
tap me on the shoulder. Listen to what the king's going to tell you.
Yes, sir. Sir King, appreciate
at first, I didn't know nothing about being handicapped. But do you know all the privileges we got? We get to park in the front. We get to go first in line. Boy, I'm going to break your back, boy. I'm going to show you what a handicap got coming.
Okay,
Check, please.
Sir King, I'm waiting. I'm waiting patiently.
Okay. That's your job. Wait.
But let me say,
you didn't have to wait.
Really,
you could have been first today, man.
How was that?
You could have had to have that 6 o'clock. You could have been there at 6 o'clock, man.
Oh, I come in and lock in. How the fuck you gonna tell me that? I gotta go way outside. Connect up. I gotta go through.
Hey, man, I went to 95th. I went to 95th, everybody. I got back at 4:02.
If you won't get to run, player, if you were the same man that you got to say.
Hey, man, I don't dance to your music.
Hey, man,
I'm the king, motherfucker. If you can't follow my rules, get your monkey ass down.
I'm going to follow your rules.
I know you is, cousin.
I'm going to your ass. Because I
want to
beat your ass. So the king has spoken.
King,
right. Will you please tap me on my shoulder that once you're ready for the test? I'm gonna be a good sir.
I'm betting you $100. I ain't gonna be a fan of your monkey ass after I fuck them up.
Hey,
you you're gonna be just like Riley when it's over with tomorrow, boy.
Okay, but
you're gonna be videoing and calling 911. Tell me. I was attempting to rob you.
Okay. If you can't find a person, you make sure you get paid for not finding a person. Lock me in, sir. Sir King, preacher boy. Please, Master King. Master, I'm gonna be a good pastor. Would you lock me in, sir? I'm waiting.
Hey, you hard of hand, then. I know I got a lot of dumb peasants.
Okay.
You one of them motherfuckers up in the cell, ain't you? You one of them peasants we kept in the dungeon.
Okay, sir.
Get your ass out and look at the light. I'm going to let you free for tomorrow.
Sir King. Sir King.
He's saying it right, Sir King.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Say Sir King.
Would you please tap me on my shoulder? Would you please do that for me?
Listen, this is what I'm going to do. When I finish whooping him, I'm going to have my jester come down and kick you in your pussy and tell you it's your turn.
Thank you, sir. I'm waiting. I'm waiting, sir.
You're going to get it.
But don't slip. Don't slip. You don't slip on the soap. Walk real soft and careful. You don't slip.
Hey, playboy. I got no fear, man. I keep telling y'all, fool. When I got hit by that truck, that was all the fear that was left. Ain't nothing else there, boy.
But you know what? It's real easy. I had to put the fist back in the motherfucker head real quick. I like this there. Because the last time I whooped your ass, you the one coming to me with that shit. Man, we shouldn't run each other. Motherfucker, I didn't quit fucking you. You quit giving me the pussy.
Hey, playboy.
I want some more.
I try to give you mercy.
I try to give you some mercy,
but I know you slow.
Okay. Yeah,
you fucking with the wrong one.
Whoop your ass.
But
I wasn't fucking with the wrong one last time I ran you,
man. Hey, man, stop talking like you beat me, man. I couldn't even make a plan. Hey, Drag, you on the phone? Is Drag still on the phone? Hello?
Preacher boy, we on the phone listening to you, sir.
Hey, it's what happened to Drag? Somebody got the baby on the phone, too.
We are waiting on you, preacher boy.
You ain't waiting on me, man. If you was, you'd have been cut your throat, motherfucker. Waiting on me, you commit suicide.
I still ain't heard lock in, so I'm going to wait, Sir King.
Why would you hear that? What did I just tell you? You had your chances more than lock in. Instead, you were sucking dick. Now you got to wait your turn.
I'm waiting. Hold on, wait.
Y'all locked in?
Man, that motherfucker rather dunk his Godzilla than lock in. Listen to that.
Hey, man.
Going all around the
hey, man. Is you on the line, man? Do you hear this bitch here? Did I give you my money as soon as we got there to my garage?
Yeah.
Did I say we locked in to go race? You ain't damn shit. You threw your money on the car. You threw your money on the ground. You counted your money 6 times. When I say you're going to be, if you get that 601, bitch, you lose. You start rapping and wrong page and running to your car.
And I told you.
Everything.
And I told you to lock in for 7 o'clock. If you want to
and I told you, fuck yourself. I don't dance by your music, motherfucker.
I'm on waiting for your music tomorrow, man. That's all. I'm on wait patient.
Hey, now.
Yeah. Get up.
Terry don't say you in trouble now, cause goddamn he after you with a big gun.
Man, he can come with a Uzi, goddamn he can't win.
Terry don't say he on your ass now, goddamn.
Hey man, do you think I'm afraid of a motherfucker named Terry O?
That motherfucker saying everything but locked in with Terry O.
And when I finish with Terry O, Monday I'll be there to eat. I'm coming down there to eat again. I'll see you Monday after I whoop your ass.
You got a free meal. You beat Terry O, you got a free meal. I'm waiting.
When I walk in your door, I'm going to say, feed the king, bitch.
There you go.
Hey,
I got a grab for you,
too.
Hey, sir, can you bring your grab
along?
Man,
I'm
fucking
thing.
The end for me.
Hey, dude, get off the phone, man. You're on the station, man. Hold on, man. Let me drop this nigga off the phone, man.
I do.
He's talking too much.
I'm a mixed race, and I represent America. My story is America's story. All our ancestors, unless we're American Indians, from another country, another culture, spoke of the problem of America. Always, religion, including and playing, competing, side by side.
Got another caller, y'all. 773-4015.
I fell off, man. The king fell off the line, man. Okay. I tried to hang up on the motherfucker.
When you are part of the team, you understand your teammates, their strengths and weaknesses, and work together for the same goal to win the championship. In this context, I advocate for Team America. In sports, playing God's way on our desire, ability, and given a chance to succeed. America is the land of opportunity.
Man, what the hell is that in the back, man? Who was that? On my way to pick that up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what done happened, y'all? Y'all done died off? What done happened?
Hey, man, ain't nobody died off on radio. It was a moment of silence, man.
I'm back.
Who that?
Dredd.
Would you please tell Terry O, goddammit, when me and him raced, all that water was on the track, my car just didn't hook, and he got away.
I don't remember, bro, to be honest with you.
Okay.
The fuck if I got away, why you ain't trying to go back then, motherfuckers? If I got away, why you ain't trying to go back?
Bitch, got the same reason you didn't go back that day. When I whooped your ass, you didn't go back, bitch. You thought you was gone, I ran your ass down and blow back.
I'm talking about,
hey, man,
man,
listen.
I'm talking about,
I'm not, hey, Tim, I'm not even worried about the past. I ain't worried about the past. Watch what I do to you now, motherfucker.
Lock me in. Make me know you want to do it.
Wait your turn, bitch. The king don't have to fuck you fast. You a peasant, man. Wait your turn.
Build up your confidence, man. Go on.
Go on and build up your confidence, because that's all you is some hot air now. You that motherfucker like one of them fake kings on Burger King commercial. You want to be a king. So
you know how I know I'm the king? You want to know how I'm the king? Because, first of all, everybody that's in the drag race thing that's on Facebook saw my goddamn interview. Two, you motherfuckers done called me goddamn all day, motherfucker. Ain't nobody called you. They been calling me. They've been calling me all day. Everybody been calling me all day.
Trying to get your punk ass to lock in. That's all.
That means goddamn I must be somebody. You've been goddamn out here whooping all motherfucking months. Ain't nobody called you to raise your pussy ass.
I ain't gained nothing away, though.
Boy, when you motherfucker think you got something dead, boy, you fucking with the wrong one. I'm still here.
Big Drag.
Yes, sir.
What the weather looking like, sir?
I live on faith. I don't even check the weather forecast.
In my world, it looks good. King said going to shine tomorrow.
I live on faith. We going racing tomorrow, man.
Well, you know it can change. You know it just change, and we hope that it continues to keep changing, cause.
Hey, bro.
I
want to
make
sure
that we beat out for a big show.
God got the final answer, man. For those iffy, I don't know what to tell them. I'm gonna be at the racetrack, you know. And I'm going to continue on just like my.
I'll be there with you, Drag, early in the morning.
Yes, sir, bro.
That's
what we do, man. We go racing.
I'm
going to
be there early in the morning.
I don't race the weather.
Big boy, bring that money with you.
I race the track.
That is.
And then we tell everybody get on
that. I really believe we got more food than everybody going to eat. And y'all make a lie out of me. Make a lie out of me. Try to eat it all.
Keep shaking me from over there. Ain't nobody going to use shaking me.
We don't know who's coming. Hey, Greg. I got my mouth in my mouth. I don't know about that food. It might not be enough for us.
Man, y'all just come on. Eat till you can't eat no more. I guarantee you, we gonna make you back up.
Oh man, we coming, man. You know I'll be there early, so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if anybody need some help or something, just holler, man. I gotta take out the time to try to give your hand if needed.
I got a funnel over here.
Hey, Larry, I'm in bed already, man. I'm in bed already. When I get up to the radio show, I'm going to sleep, man. I got to be up and gone by 5:30.
I know. Yeah, well, we'll be looking to see your face in the place, brother.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Somebody just said something. Somebody called me. What's up?
Hey, that was me, man. April said that's what old people do, getting to bed early.
Ooh,
tell
April.
You must have got to be the traction, Mom.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Sean, call me on the back line because I got a bone to pick with April.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Sean. Hey, right. Sean, tell the people how many hits I got.
4,000.
4,000 hits.
Yeah, it's a lot of people want to see these races, man.
That made me a king alone.
That made you a king. I told you, man. I got no comments on none of that. But I'm just a media man. So you did get 4,000 hits on that, man. And it's a lot of people questioning, sending me messages. They want if the races are true. I told them all of them are set. They're true. And a lot of people coming out to see them races, man. They want to see you and Big Chan was two big people that they was asking about, you and Ronald Lake, man. So, you know, man, them two races, man, I like to see, man. And I sure like to see you and Terrio get it on, too.
I want to parlay that cash so I can bust Terrio motherfucking head. I want to press my bet. Hey, y'all, I'm
gonna
press.
You definitely gonna have a chance. Man. I promise you that.
Hey, Terry O and Preach, tell y'all what, man. Y'all decide to get that race on. Y'all find me a drag, man, and we're going to make sure y'all get up there and get that race on.
Hey, man.
That's right. They got to look
hey,
for
man,
me.
I'm,
they can find you.
I'm bringing a pull on.
You're going to make sure
hey,
they
Sean.
Get up there.
Hey,
okay.
Listen, Sean, we ain't going to have to look for nobody, man. I got VIP privileges. I'm going to have that motherfucking handicap sign sitting right up front.
That man is stupid, boy.
Hey, you gonna pit by the front gate? Hey, Brittany boy, you gonna pit by the front gate?
Pit right by the front gate.
Yeah, you're a silly dude, boy. You know that. Well, what about Terrell? Terrell ain't got one of them things. He's going to be in the back of the line. What you going to do about
that? Man, that man ain't going to be some motherfucker far back. We're going to put a smoke signal up. Burn chicken. We're going to burn the chicken. He ain't going to know it's his turn.
Hey, oh, you hear that? Oh, you hear that? Oh, you got to say something, oh.
He being
well,
good. Fell off. The king that spoke to him, man. He being good.
Hold on, fell off, man.
Hey, man, I knew that nigga wasn't no good. Listen, I knew I was fucking with a snake when I was talking to him. I called up some people and said, man, give me some of that snake venom, man. To keep me from getting goddamn poison.
King, you didn't
send
him out of the line, did you?
Oh, never mind. I thought
you had grabbed
it.
He heard that word 4,000 hit. Michael Jackson didn't get 4,000. Hey, Michael Jackson didn't get 4,000 hits that fast. It's only been 2 days.
Yeah. Hey, man, you know, I got to tell the truth, man. You know, by me being the media, I can't say whose side. I ain't on nobody's side. The man did get 4,000 views, man, within 24 hours. And it's a lot of people commenting on it. So he got a lot of love, and then he got a lot of haters. So you got a
and
lot of people, man.
Y'all
about making it.
Hey, the motherfucking haters gave me motivation. And the fans, I got to put a show on for them.
Amen.
I can't let my fans down.
What you trying to say, Sean? It was half and half?
Yeah. Well, he had 4,000 views, man, but he had about 20 people that got going with Big Sham them, and then he had quite a few people that was betting with him, who wanted to bet with him. So that's a race, man, that a lot of people wanted to see, man. I mean, they was neck and neck on – I haven't checked it since early this morning, but there's a lot of people, man, wanting to see that race between them two, man.
Well, check this out, man. All the people that's been for Big Sam and the other people, I want them to wear black. When you come to a funeral, I want them to be respectable.
But they got a funeral. What a funeral going to be at? What a funeral going to be at?
At 41. The repad is going to be in this motherfucking pit. So all the people that's been with them is pallbearers.
Not the funeral and the repad on the same place.
Hey, man,
we gotta get Big Sham on the phone, man. Get Big Sham on the phone,
man.
Man.
Yeah,
man. That man going on, man.
Somebody gotta get Big Sham on the phone, man.
No.
Yeah.
See, now, meanwhile, what I'm trying to tell y'all, all my fans, after the race, I'm gonna be in the front while the handicapped people be at signing, and I'm gonna be signing autographs and shit.
Oh, man.
All them haters, I got a permanent marker I can write on their forehead. Not how you like me now.
I got your back in, man.
Hey, Preacher Boy, what's the race between you and Shannon or the Cutlass?
The Cutlass.
Okay. I got 100 on the Cutlass.
Okay, find me. We'll take care of you.
Anybody else?
Man, that bitch broke, man. That bitch ain't got no money, man. He ain't trying to lock back in. That's what got me said, find him.
I'm just trying to get a little side bet.
That's all. Hey, man. That trick just talking, man. That trick gonna come and pay up lockup, man. He just that he just want to show, man. He just want to walk the stage. The whole four of old was said lock in.
Hey, Chuck.
Okay. All right, well,
so
okay, well,
bring your money to the handicap section.
I'll take $250 bet.
Hey, Chuck, what did I just tell you, man? You got action, man.
Bring your money to the handicap section.
That's all they got to do, bring it to the handicap section.
Goddamn right. Tell them, preacher boy.
So you saying me and you got $100 bet?
Bet, Chuck.
Okay. It got to be a race.
That's fine. I know
okay.
If they play lock up,
okay.
You ain't got to pay.
All right, we good. Anybody else? I got a couple of pitches laying around. Anybody else?
Hey, let me have them, Chuck.
What's that, Greg?
Let me have them 50s, man. You act like you ain't doing nothing with them, man. Let's get to somebody who can put them to good use.
No, I'm putting them to good use. I'm trying to make them grow.
I'm 20 up on you, Chuck. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. You know what I mean? You do it $20 at a time.
Yeah, I know. Sean in my motherfucking pocket, too.
Yeah, we're going to $20 it.
Okay, $20, right? $20.
We got $20 bet. I bet. Who we running on?
Right.
I'm going to go with the West Side for $20, Chuck. We got a bet.
All right, I got the South Side for $20.
Okay.
Anybody else want to take a 20? Hello? All right, hey, Uncle Larry, who else supposed to race tomorrow?
Me?
Sean got all the list. Sean got the list of the guys. I think he said he got locked in.
Well,
he told me.
Hold on. Why ain't the goddamn media reporting what races is locked in? That's what I want to know.
Hey, Sean,
been over here trying to get this tie together.
I'm racing Ronald Lake, too.
Yeah, Preacher Boy locked in with Ronald Lake. And then you got Big Sham and what's the boy name with the white Mustang? I got it wrote down in the house. I'm in the garage right now.
Ryan.
Yeah, and then Terrio got Ryan locked in.
Ryan ain't gonna even show up. Okay.
Then Jeremiah and Todd, they locked in. And then we got somebody else. Who else is it?
Todd in town.
Yeah, with Todd coming.
Oh, Todd.
Yeah. Todd thinks he's coming.
What else you got?
I know it's a total of 6 races that's locked in for sure. I got him in the house, man. You got to give me a second. I'll run and grab him.
Well, you working on that regular ass Mustang?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, don't insult my pops like that. He can hear you.
Yeah, I know. I'm with it.
I got you on speaker. My pops turned his head when you said Ragley Mustang. He turned his head like, who is that, Chuck? He said, okay, well, Chuck's faster than me. He can say that.
But tell him who can't say that. What's that man name that can't say that?
Preacher boy, y'all done fucked up 30 minutes of the show talking about sex, so.
Hey, man, I ain't fuck up nothing. I said the king was on board, and all they had to do, them peasants said, bow down to the king and say, how you doing, king? But they got out of pocket.
So you saying Terrio's scared, huh? That's what you were saying, right?
He ain't got to be scared. All he had to do is get his ass whooped today at 6 o'clock. And it'd have been over with. He'd have been a quiet as well for the track tomorrow.
Chuck.
But now,
if I go to the man garage and I try to lock in and I tell him, man, we're going to lock in for 7 o'clock to run at the roll, he won't 6 o'clock. I got to go way out south. I got to go get my car.
Tell the story
he's
right
get ready to shoot to the truck. Hey, Trick.
I'm going
to
let him tell you, Chuck, then I'm going to tell you
the way it tomorrow. Well, lock in for the first go round.
This is the way it went. Chuck, them people called me this morning, man.
Forget all that. I mean, serious. Y'all going to try to race tomorrow?
I'm trying to get them out of my race. I got races locked in.
That'll be not just to eat up drag food, but that'll be worth the trip to see y'all two run.
I'm gonna run him. You know, I ain't no damn fool. I might pay up or break something, anything.
Hey,
he got a race already. Let him run Ryan.
Okay then. Okay, but hold, Joe. We can start it off. We can start off at 10 o'clock. We could be the first two motherfuckers down, motherfucker. Me and you.
And then
you still to do all your rounds.
I know he's slow in the head. I know he's retarded.
Okay. So, hey, Chuck, to translate it, if I win, I'm going to use their money to try to beat you. If I lose, I'm going to sit my punk ass on the motherfucking porch.
That ain't what I said. Why would I listen, man? Why would I tamper with him and I got two races locked in? After my two locked in, I'm free to go anywhere I want to go.
What time
but
you
listen,
locked in?
Listen to what I'm trying to tell you, Chuck.
What time you locked in, folks?
They didn't want to give me no time, so when I see them, I'm gonna pull them on their collar and tell them, "Let's get down before the rain comes." I don't want to hesitate with none of them.
That's what
soon
I
we
want
get
to
there,
put
we
you on the time limit.
But
I want
meanwhile,
to
Chuck, listen to
that's
this, man.
I want
this
to put
man
you on
called
the time
me this
limit.
Morning, woke me up out of my sleep, and told me he wanted to run me. I told him, he said, I said, what time? He said, 6 o'clock. Now, Chuck. I said, man, I said, meet me at my garage. We are locked in. I said, 2 o'clock. I got there at 2:07. He still wasn't there. When he did show up, we had a neutral guy there that we locked our money in. Gave him my money as soon as he got there. I explained to him, Chuck, simple as day. 6 o'clock. 6:01, you paying lock up. The man said, oh, no. We're locked in for 7 o'clock. So what that tell you, Chuck? This bitch ain't trying to be on time.
How the fuck I ain't trying to be on time, motherfucker, once I leave the restaurant and
six
I got to go way out?
Close
off,
that motherfucker. You was trying to race, bitch. You know you was trying to race. Close it up. You knew you had a restaurant, bitch, when you called me. When you called me,
man.
You knew you had a restaurant.
Hey, man. Hey.
You knew you was open.
I ain't got no job. I ain't doing shit.
That's what made me a king, motherfucker. I ain't got to do shit.
Okay.
And I'm still doing the same shit y'all doing.
Mr. King, let me go down the track first with you. Let me hold your hand first.
You might want to go run Ryan first and get him out your system. You might need that little
bit.
Hey, preacher boy.
Yeah.
Was y'all supposed to run today or something?
I was trying to run him today.
We were trying to run today. Today.
For short money.
Listen,
I was trying to run him today for short money.
Okay. I just didn't understand it, but now I understand.
Yeah,
okay.
Our difference shouldn't have made a difference, motherfucker.
But yes, it should have. When you think it's supposed to be your way, you got it fucked up, man. It ain't never going to be your way fucking with me, man.
Yeah, it is. I already got it my way. I've been wanting to beat your ass, but I feel simple
so,
for you.
So,
but fuck,
Terrio.
Fuck that.
Terrio. So, I know you probably get some action tomorrow. So, you saying once Preacher Boy finishes his two races, you can go down on
wait.
His ass, right?
Like
yeah,
crazy.
I got to wait. But, hey, only if
no,
he
I'm
wins.
I'm just saying, once he make his two races, you can go down on his ass, right?
Yes, he can.
Down on his ass. So, I'm going to wait, pray. Only if he wins, though. See, I'm going to lock
man,
in.
He said he's saying that damn
if
shit,
I lost to win, hold it. If I lost to Ryan, I'm still going to whoop his ass. If I lose to him, I'm still going to run Ryan. So I'm trying to tell this motherfucker, we could be the first motherfuckers to go down
the
track tomorrow.
Hey, ask him how many races he got locked in tomorrow. Watch this. Ask him.
One trying
what
to
what
do
you got? One? Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask him what two people he got locked in.
I got Ryan, and I'm trying to lock your ass in.
Then you ain't got number one race, bitch. I got two. See, I told you arithmetic fucked up, boy. You be thinking people stealing from you. You can't count, bitch.
I count very well. I count
we
very
gonna
well.
Do? I'm going to show you tomorrow, man.
Y'all ain't going to race. Where that damn shine at? Anybody else racing, Sean?
They supposed to been getting what you call it on the phone, man. They can get if they want to, they can get Kate on them on the phone. If I can tell them, man, let's race early before 12 o'clock. Both of them.
Who Kate Dog supposed to race?
Ronald Lake.
They got Ronald Lake.
And,
against against Yoka.
Yeah.
Against Yoka?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I want to run both of them before 12.
Before 12? Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Got to get there early and see what the weather looks like, man.
The ground will be nice and soft for you to bury them motherfuckers by then.
Hey, Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry.
Oh, man.
Yes, sir, Brother Chuck.
hey, preacher boy, it seems like he's going to take over tomorrow, huh?
Now, what he says is going to be some sad songs singing and power bringing.
Well, hey, all I want to see is some good racing, though. You know. Everybody
yes,
going to be there tomorrow, so we'll see.
That's what it's all about.
They're going to have some good track prepping tomorrow, ain't they?
Well, you know, the track generally be pretty good, so, I mean, that ain't no issue.
That's all I need. I need a good runway so I can let this 747 lift off.
You got to realize this. They had a big event out there today, so the track will be pretty good, even if it's sprinkled over tonight. As soon as it warm up, it's going to be good. And they definitely going to clean it off, so you shouldn't have no problem.
Shouldn't have none.
Yeah.
I'm gonna become
you can turn all five kids on tomorrow. You know. Hey, Uncle Lam, where that
Chuck,
damn shine
at? Hey, Chuck.
What'd you say, Chuck?
What a damn sign that I'm trying to get my money back.
Hey,
I'm here, man.
Chuck,
I ain't got
no
money,
man.
Go ahead, Terry.
What do a big buzzard do in the desert that once they flocking and seeing they prey that this barely crawling and making it? What do he do? He just flapping this weight on the tree. I'm waiting.
Boy,
baby.
Y'all silly, man.
Hey, I want that motherfucker to do what he got to do, and I'm just sitting on the tree. Just, I'm waiting real patiently for the king. Mr. King,
mm-hmm.
I'm waiting patiently, sir. I'm going to wait my turn, sir.
Be a good peasant and sit the fuck down.
Okay. Yes, sir. Peasant, Master King. That's gonna be a good nigga and just sit my ass down and wait on the king, okay?
Wait,
damn,
you know what?
Game, man.
You know what?
Hey, man, but that bird
y'all,
followed me, sir.
y'all can do a little friendly lock in, you know, with that y'all gonna race for the end of the night with a break clause and all that. You know what I'm saying? Just cause. Everybody want to see y'all two race, you know what I'm saying?
Man, that man rather dunk his Godzilla than to do that, man. He said he the king. I got to bow by the king rules. So I just looked up. Hey, king, I just looked at rule 37, man, and it said, wait on the king. Hey, bird, will you set up, bird?
I'll wait. Hey, Chuck. You doing all that,
yeah,
man. What's Candle at?
Eddie, you gonna find me somebody to race it?
Terry, I wanna run you. He was calling you like right the other day. Y'all got a peace treaty?
Yep. Terry, I won't go out the back door.
Maybe it's a good idea.
We going out the back door.
You know better.
What you need? Well, what do you need?
I didn't
ask
none of that. I said
G did. Okay.
I got
well,
common
that's the problem.
I ain't got common sense. You ain't got common sense. I'm gonna show you, as I told you. I hope that you bet, and I'm gonna bet I gap your punk ass.
I'm going to bet on that, sir.
Now, that's the funniest thing I've heard all day.
Okay, then, so well, you ain't trying to lock me in. I would bet on that for the first race.
We're going to do that, too. We're going to bet the gas, too, Cherry-O.
Eddie, that, just cause you say something don't mean I'm off your ass.
I just wonder, man. I
wasn't
in town, man. That's all.
Oh, it's just sitting there waiting. That's all.
Oh, okay. I don't want no problems, man.
You know what, Eddie? When I get there, I'm gonna hang out with your ass all day. You know. I'm gonna bring me a little rope and one of them old third grade school chairs with the wheel on and pull your ass around the truck.
Oh, man.
Better not catch your ass on one of them motherfucking golf carts.
I couldn't get it out there, man. I couldn't get it out there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna roll your ass around on one of them old school chairs. Wherever I go, I'm gonna have Eddie ass and toe, because he ain't gonna never be in front of me. So I'm like, we'll keep the good ass close.
Well, if I ain't gonna never be in front of you, Chuck, we better not never race then if you can't take that.
That's what I said. You ain't gonna never be in front of me.
Yeah, well, we better not race then.
Yeah. You're going to wake up sooner or later. You know?
Man.
You think that nurse slapped the shit out of you in the hospital? You ain't had none of what I'm going to get you.
Oh, man.
Nah, but I'm going to hang out with you, Eddie. You know what? I'm ready to go tomorrow. I'm going to be waiting.
All right.
I ought to get out there about 11:30 or something, you know. Track ought to be real good by then. So you're going to be the first blowout of the day.
Yeah, man.
Fucking with Sean, see if I can get some of my money back, because they ain't going to raise no damn body. Damn, Uncle Larry, what happened?
What happened with Chuck?
I don't know. It just went dead all of a sudden. I'm just checking.
No.
You know?
Still right here. Still got callers coming in. 765 2521. 765-2521 caller, who y'all on the line?
Yes, sir, fellas. I am in the host queue. What's going on, fellas?
Brian.
What's going on?
I'm excited to see. I want to see some of these races. A lot of shit talking going on. I want to see a couple of these races go down tomorrow now.
Uh-oh.
I will be in the house.
Hey, Brian, even if they don't race, me and you got a spot. You know that.
That is for sure, Chuck. That is for sure. Yeah, I'm gonna be there early, ready to roll. I wanna see some of these races go down now. I gotta see some of these guys try to kill each other. I gotta see it.
Yeah,
we'll be glad to have you there, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this will be the day to see Chicago and Indiana kill each other. So,
yes, sir, absolutely. What? Hey, Chuck, you got Red Lobster tomorrow? You guys going to try to run Red Lobster tomorrow? What's going on with that?
Hey, Brian, I ain't gonna bring you no beer now.
I'm on mute. My bad.
like goddamn Brian, boy. Good boy. Oh, shit. All right, Larry. He through with that mess.
Hey, man, I'm going to let y'all go. I'll see y'all tomorrow, man. The old man got to go to bed. Got to be up, bro.
All right, Dre.
All right.
Okay, man. All right. Y'all take care, man. Y'all, don't eat up no whole lot of stuff now, y'all. We got plenty of food for you. Don't y'all eat tonight. Don't eat no whole bunch of stuff. Y'all wait to get the track and eat.
Yeah.
All right, man.
I'll be just enough to stay alive tonight, so I can max out tomorrow.
Be as little as you is, you can come over my house start eating tonight.
Hey, Rick. Hey, I tell them all the time, don't let this size fool you with the plate. I just don't maintain it because I don't consume it. So, partner, me and my eating habits are very good friends. We very good friends. I just burned out.
All right, man. I'll see y'all tomorrow, man.
All right, Dre.
All right, Dre.
Take care, y'all.
All right. Well, y'all, that is, y'all. We all looking forward to everything working out tomorrow, y'all. And also, if it do work out, we're looking forward to all y'all that can make it. Y'all come on out and have some fun and sit down and break bread with We're dragging everybody at the track, and let's do a little fellowship, and let's watch us some good races. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed and hoping that the good Lord bless us that way, and we're going to just see what's happening. But with that being said, y'all, I have to do the same thing. I'm going to kind of shut the show down early tonight, and the reason so is I got to make my preparations, too, also on my end, and for all of you all that do need to make preparations or have made preparations, whatever the case, I hope that God bless y'all, because I'm going to be looking forward to seeing a lot of you all there. And I'm also going to be looking forward to being present myself. You know, so with that being said, y'all, I'm going to say God bless each and every one of you all. And we hope that we have a good day of racing tomorrow. And we hope we have a lot of fun. And, hey, all the good stuff that goes with it. So with that being said, y'all, I'm going to say God bless each and every one of you all. Y'all take care and peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Saturday night edition of your Clocks Off Grudge Discussions radio show with your host, Mr. Fellowship himself, Uncle Larry, bringing back goodwill, fun, and integrity to the grudge game. He hails from the Midwest, great state of Illinois, and magnanimous city of Chicago. So grab your cell phones, tablets, and headsets, and get ready for the truth, and nothing but the truth will be brought to you by Clocks Off for the people of the grudge world. Come on in, participate, let your voice be heard.